to. A lot of the stuff I share with you is not going to be anything like rocket science. I mean, I think once you hear me tell you, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, or I already knew that. But I still think it's important to kind of just get a refresher sometimes, because sometimes you really get in the fog of litigation and you forget some of the basics. And I think even experienced litigators do that. So we're going to go over the importance of discovery plan, the multitude of different disclosures, whether that's initial disclosures, expert disclosures, discovery supplementation, and then pretrial filings. So the discovery plan. I think this is kind of a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised at how many experienced litigators kind of skip this altogether. I mean, it's like, you know, I meet so many people who can do trials in their sleep, and so I don't know if they just kind of skip this because they don't find it necessary. I think it's really helpful. And what I mean with a discovery plan is, you know, so obviously I do defense work, right? So when I get a petition or a complaint, I take a look at it, you know, figure out what the claims are. But I'm already trying to think about, gosh, what documents do I need for my client? You know, I'm already thinking about what documents do I think plaintiff has? And, you know, has my client sent a litigation hold? You know, my clients can be anywhere from like small mom and pop companies, if you will, that are not sophisticated. So they probably have not done a litigation hold. But some of my clients are you know, big companies. So I really want to know if we've done a litigation hold. If not, definitely send that out. And then, of course, advise your own client to make sure that you've not, that they've preserved their evidence as well. Omega. What I mean by that is I start at the end looking, I start at the end and then I look backwards, meaning –